CC Sabathia and the Yankees look to keep their win streak alive against Tim Adelman and the Reds, and New York starts fast as Gary Sanchez bats in the first.
3-2. That one's drilled deep to left field. There it goes! See ya! A home run for Gary Sanchez, and the Yankees are on the board.
Gary Sanchez, so quick and so powerful.
You know, normally you say, well, Hamilton, you're not going to double him up. Last night the game ended because he hit through double play, but what he did is he hit a ground ball toward the middle, and Didi fielded it, stepped on the bag, and threw to first, which is the way to get a double play against Hamilton. Carter is in at first in case he bunts, and CC deals. Hit on the ground to third off the glove of Torres. It goes into left field. One run scores. Here comes the second run. The throw home is not in time. Shebler scores. Peraza scores. And the Reds have tied the game at two on the two-run single by Hamilton. He hit a ground ball wide at third. Now, Torres was up because of the threat of a bunt, and it just went off his glove and caromed to left field.
And Larry Rothschild is going out to talk to CC Sabathia, and they're already in the phone. They're going to get somebody up because he obviously doesn't have it. The ball went off of Torres's glove. Didi tried to back him up, and it went off of his glove.
And here is Joey Votto. Now, here's the 2-2. Hit on the ground to right center field for a base hit. Two runs will easily score. On to third goes Cozart. It's a two-run base hit for Votto, and the Reds take a 4-2 lead. So it's 4-2 Reds, and they have first and third, one out for Adam to pitch. Swung on and line, base hit left field. And Cozart scores, Votto holds it second. A base hit and an RBI for Duval. Well, CeCe doesn't have anything, and the Reds take a...
Well, that'll bring up Torres with the bases loaded. Chopped to short. Cozart goes to second. They get the force, and that will do it. No runs a hit, no errors, and the bases are left loaded. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 5-3 Cincinnati. So two straight walks by Iglesias, and now the tying runs are on base, and Gary Sanchez comes up. Hit sharply and grabbed by Suarez. They go to second for the game-ending double play. So Sanchez hit it on the screws, but Suarez right there starts a 5-4 game-ending double play.
So the Yankees take a rare loss, and Joe Girardi's club falls to 21-10 on the season.
I mean, it's what our guys do. They keep, you know, they keep grinding it out. You can't hit a ball any harder than that. You know, Hixie gets on, works a walk. Holiday works a walk, and you know, you got a guy swinging it really well and he hits a bullet, but I mean, it just happened to be right at third baseman. Well, he had the one inning, you know, where some balls got through a hole. They hit a couple hard, some got through the hole, one just out of the reach of toe. You know, it seemed like he didn't find his cutter until later on, and once he did, the innings got a lot easier. You know, it seems to happen to CeCe a lot, you know, because he does get ground balls, and it's unfortunate. Because after that, he pitched pretty good. I just, you know, as I said earlier today, he hasn't had his cutter, and he found it tonight, so hopefully it carries over to the next start. It seems like he just hasn't had, you know, like two or three pitches going. He's had one in all those starts. Tonight, his changeup kind of kept him in it early, and then he found his stuff, and it got better. I mean, that's what he does. I've said he competes as well as anyone I've ever been around, so... He's got a big heart, that guy, and, you know, hopefully, like I said, that cutter will carry over to the next start.
After an off day Wednesday, the Yankees will play host to the Astros on Thursday in the first of a four-game set. Michael Pineda will start the opener.